Did you, say when the electricity goes out and you use a lamp or something like that, what is it that you might burn in lamps?
Kerosene lamps?
Did you ever see anybody make a kind of lamp that's maybe just a makeshift lamp with a
rag? Oh, you're talking about a Lambo? Yeah.
Yeah, was that just a kind of a rag and a bottle?
Well, we used a kind of like a cotton rope or something like that to stick it down in a bottle. And it'll feed the kerosene to it. Or you can use a rag.
What do they usually, what's the term they usually use when, say they just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water or a ship and say they're doing what to it?
They're going to launch it.
What are some of the different kinds of boats that the people would have around here, different kinds of?
Well, around here now, the boat that's right around in this section here is just a different kind. And then most all of it's outboard motor boats now. And we're the tug boats. We have the canal down here that all kinds of tugs go through the Intercoastal Canal. All kind of boats, shrimp, and big shrimp boats, and yachts. Man, that's a beautiful boat to go back and forth. So yeah, going to East Coast or West Coast or vice versa.
They just sold that presidential yacht, didn't they? I think that was a fancy.
Somebody's got something there. Mm-hmm. Oh. You got to be really well financed to be able to afford one of them.
Oh. Talking a little while ago about women, you know, sewing and so forth. What is the word they usually use around here for, say, when a woman wants to she wants to match up, go get some material, match a blouse. Oh, shut up. Sometimes she'll carry a little square of cloth along like that.
Well, that's what she calls her sample. Or the color. I'm not much on that now. You could ask my wife, she'd tell you all about that. Yeah.
If a woman wants to keep, you know, she's cooking and she wants to keep her dress from getting dirty, what she keeps on, I think.
Well, it's the call them an apron, I reckon. That's what my wife used to wear.
And this
not my wife, but my mother would call them an apron. It had pockets on them.
This thing that I'm holding here in my hand, that's a...
A fountain pen, I'd say.
Yeah, say if I had lost a button on my shirt, what might I use temporarily to hold it together? You know, if I didn't have a button, I might take one and put it together.
What, a safety pin? Well, I don't know. There's different things you can use for that.
Yeah. What we talked about suits earlier. What are the parts that, you know, if a man's three-part suit, what are the three
parts? Well, it's the coat and the vest and the trousers.
Ever heard anybody use a different term for vest? Any older terms or anything like that?
Not that I know of.
What about trousers? Any other terms that people use for that?
Well, some people call them breeches.
That both mean about the same
thing? Yeah, same thing.
When you were...
Pants and trousers and breeches?
All the same.
All the same.
When you were out working, say, and you were doing farm work, what would you wear then?
Well, just as near enough as I could get on, because it'd be so nasty whenever you come back out of it, out of that dust. Mud, barefooted, or what have you, and throw it away almost. I never did wear too much of anything. Just a shirt and a pair of pants and nothing under it.
People around here much wear overalls?
Oh, yeah. And overalls and jumpers and what's them old coveralls? I never did like to wear that. But I wore overalls.